Thank you. Good morning. So I'm going to present you a little bit of our research. So wastewater used for crop irrigation is practiced worldwide and is increasing due to limited water resources. In Mexico, there is one of the largest areas that uses wastewater for agriculture. And in wastewater can contain antibiotics, pathogens, and resistant genes interact with each other, and when they reach the soil, they interact with each other again, but with also with the native bacterial community. And these contaminants can infiltrate in soil by preferential flow pathways. It can be cracks, fingerings, or root pores. So what we know is that soil amended with manure, which contains antibiotics, increase the presence of resistant genes. It's been reported that artificial rice field treated with antibiotics is a hotspot for the accumulation of resistant genes. But it's also been reported that rice field treated with manure and sulfadiazine show less antibiotic concentration and less resistant genes. But there are no studies addressing the preferential flow pathways as possible hotspots for the accumulation of resistant genes in soils that are irrigated with wastewater which contains antibiotics. So what we did was trace the infiltration of wastewater and two antibiotics, ciprofloxacine and sulfamethoxazole, which have different behavior in soil, in two different soil types, one from a field, a rainfed field, and one from a field with a history of wastewater irrigation. And we measured the antibiotics concentration and the relative abundance of resistant genes related to ciprofloxacin, SUL1 and SUL2, and to ciprofloxacin, QNRB and QNRS, in preferential flow pathways and in bulk soil. And what we expected was a larger accumulation of these antibiotics and the resistant genes in soil preferential pathways as compared to bulk soil. And we also expected a larger effect in the soil with a history of wastewater irrigation than in the rainfed field. So what we did is we took intact soil monoliths from these two fields and we sowed them with alfalfa to create the preferential flow pathways. And we applied different treatments, calcium chloride as control, wastewater, and one and two applications of the wastewater and the antibiotics. And all the treatments were added with Brilliant Blue to trace the infiltration. And after 1 week, we cut the monoliths and we sampled the stained soil. That would be the preferential flow pathways, and the unstained soil, that would be the bulk soil. And we extract the antibiotics concentration, their bioaccessible fraction with calcium chloride, and the salt fraction with accelerated solvent extraction. And we measured them with liquid chromatography coupled to mass spectrophotometry. And for the resistance genes, we extract the total DNA. And by real-time PCR, we quantify the resistance genes and also the 16S rRNA gene. And we finally made statistical comparisons of the antibiotic concentration and the resistance genes between the treatments and between the stained and the unstained soil. What we found is that in the rainfed field, the preferential flow pathways were root pores dominantly, as this soil was more compacted. While in the wastewater irrigated field, the preferential flow pathways were the space among soil aggregates. This soil had a much better structure. And for the and the concentration of the antibiotics, the graphs I'm going to show you are the bioaccessible fraction, which in the case of the ciprofloxacin was very small, less than 15%. This axis is the concentration of the antibiotic, and here is the stained and the unstained soil in the different treatments. And despite we observe an increased concentration with the application of the treatment, this was not statistically significant. But we observe an heterogeneous distribution of the compound. We found a larger concentration in the stained soil. And for the resistance genes related to ciprofloxacin, we were not able to detect any signal of them in the soil samples, probably due to the small bioaccessible fraction. And for the sulfur methoxazole, the bioaccessible fraction was around 50%. And we observe an increase in concentration with the application of the treatments in the rainfed field. But in the wastewater irrigated field, the second application of the antibiotic did not show an additional increase, which suggests that this is probably leached out. And for this antibiotic, we observe an homogeneous distribution of the compound, which suggests that the possible effect in the resistance genes will be in the stained part and also in the unstained part. So for the resistance genes related to sulfur methoxazole, I'm going to show you here in the y-axis. Is the concentration of the amount of the gene, the SUL gene, in relation to the 16S rRNA. And for SUL1, we found a considerable amount of this gene in the control of the rainfed, which was not in contact with the wastewater before, which suggests that this gene was already part of the resistance of the native bacterial community. And we observe an increased concentration with the application of the treatments in the rainfed field. But in the wastewater irrigated field, we observe an increased concentration with the application of wastewater and the first application of the antibiotic, but the second didn't show an effect, which correlates with the behavior of the antibiotic. And surprisingly, we observe a larger effect in the rainfed field compared to the wastewater irrigated field, which suggests that this bacteria community was already adapted to receiving wastewater and the antibiotic. And if you observe in all of the treatments, the concentration of the gene, or the amount of the gene, was larger in the stained soil. That would be the preferential flow pathways. And for the SUL2 gene, we were not able to detect it in the control of the rainfed soil, but after the application of wastewater became detectable, which suggests that this gene was not part of the resistance of the bacterial community, but it was rather introduced with the wastewater. And in the unstained part, it became detectable after the application of the antibiotic, which suggests that this compound exerts a selective pressure and increases the presence of the resistant gene. And in spite we observe an increase in concentration, this was not statistically significant in the rainfed field. And in the wastewater irrigated field, only the application of wastewater increased the presence of resistant genes, but the application of the antibiotic doesn't exert a selective pressure. So what we conclude from this study is that preferential flow pathways can be considered hotspots for the accumulation of resistant genes in soil that are irrigated with wastewater which contains antibiotics, that the rainfed soil is particularly vulnerable to wastewater and sulfur methoxazole, and that SUL1 is part of the resistance of this bacterial community, while SUL2 is introduced with the wastewater. And what we think is interesting for future investigations would be the co-selection of SUL genes by other antibiotics besides sulfonamide and other contaminants as heavy metals, the measurement of these resistant genes in groundwater and in crops, and the determination of their possible effect in population health. Thank you very much.
The paper is not open for question and answer. If you have a question, please feel free to ask the speaker. Thank you. Any question? Well, if If there is no question, let's give a big hand to the speaker. Thank you, speaker, for excellent presentation.